This is a celebration series episode of the Faith Conversations podcast. In just 1 year, we have learned so much about God through authentic conversations about personal faith journeys. Enjoy today's quick reflection. Hi, friends. Welcome to day 5, the last day of the celebration series. This is Jessica Cabrera, your host. As I celebrate 1 year sitting down with people who have shared honestly about how God has worked in their lives, I've had lots of big takeaways. And one of the big takeaways I want to share with you today is that, friends, God wants to reach you. Oh my, does He want to reach you? He is on a mission to reach you. He wants to be with you so badly. And I know this for so many reasons, but in part, it's because He's formed an entire team of volunteers who work together on this podcast, all because He wants to reach you. Did you know that there are 9 people behind this podcast volunteering their time to bring you every episode each week? Isn't that so amazing? And they're not doing what they're doing for themselves. They're editing, writing, producing, posting on social media, emailing, and praying because they know that proclaiming who God is and showcasing His wonderful works is life-changing. They know that's God's heart. His heart is to reach the lost and to be in relationship with His children. And that's our desire on this podcast, is that we're able to show more about who God is through stories of real life faith relationships with God. It's not about talking about ourselves or even about the podcast guests. It's actually talking about God. When people ask me before they come on, what will we be talking about? The first thing I say is God. I just want to know, like, what has your experience with God been, and what has it been like for you to walk with Him? And I want to know what it's like for God to have been, you know, what has been like to journey with Him over time. Just tell us what that is like. Tell us what He's like, and just talk about Him. And I want to hear that from your perspective. And as we've done that, the whole idea is because I want other people to know Him. I want other people to draw near to Him, to trust Him, to surrender to Him, to live a life of courageous faith in Him because He's trustworthy. And the podcast volunteers are the same way. They have this heart in them, like beating, that is from God. God has put it on their heart that this is very important. And it's all because He wants to reach you. Luke 19:10 says, "For the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was lost." That's His mission. He wants to rescue and restore. We don't do this podcast for us. I think you guys know that. The main reason why I didn't even want to do the podcast whenever this first came up and I realized, like, oh my gosh, I think God's telling me to do this. And I was like, no, I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do it. I do not want to do this podcast. If you want to hear more about that drama, you can go back to a special edition episode I did called Responding to God, because I talk about my resistance and in initially, like, how I responded to Him initially, and how He worked with me to ultimately say yes to even doing this podcast. I thought that podcasts were for young people who wanted to be popular, which is not at all who I am. If it were up to me, I would honestly go and put my head in the sand and just stay behind the scenes. But for whatever reason, God keeps on putting me in these places where He wants me to do the opposite of that. And it's hard for me, you know, but it's because He has plans to reach you, and He's putting on my heart that that is more important than my own personal preferences. So He moves in us, He prompts us, He pushes us to do things that are hard. Why? because he wants to reach others. He plants in our heart his heart. He compels us to serve because of his great love for you. If God didn't love you deeply and want desperately to be closer to you, he wouldn't need to like prompt me to do these things because it would just be like indifferent. But he does. He wants to reach you. He wants to be close to you. He wants you to draw near to him. He wants to be near to you. He wants you to live a free life. 1 Timothy 2:3-4 says, God, our Savior, who desires all people to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. His heart is for everyone. He wants people to know him, you know? He's very patient, but he really doesn't want anyone to perish. 2 Peter 3:9 says, not wishing for any to perish, but for all to come to repentance. You know, he's patient and he desires just to reach more people. He wants you to know him. He wants you to follow him. He wants a personal relationship with you. He doesn't want to be far off. He doesn't want a every once in a while relationship with you. He wants a real intimate, daily, moment by moment relationship with you. And if you're having a hard time, he sees your trouble. He sees your struggle. He sees your pain. He sees the emptiness. He wants to free you. He wants to rescue you. He wants to restore you. Luke 19:10 says, for the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was lost. He's on a mission to rescue and restore. And he's working through this team of people here on the podcast to reach you, to make a connection with you. He's using their skills and abilities to contribute to this project so that you have the opportunity to hear about him, to know about him, to trust him. And remember, I want you to remember, he can use your skills too. You don't have to be the host for God to use you. He is using people who have back of the house skills to bring these stories to you, and he can use you too. Maybe you can be a catalyst for bringing God's message to earth also. Because there's a story that needs to be told. It's the good news for all mankind. But how are people going to hear without someone to share it with them? Romans 10:13-15 says, how then will they call on him? How will they hear without a teacher? So my last takeaway for this celebration series is that God really wants to reach you. And I hope that the stories you have heard on this podcast are drawing you closer and closer to him. And if you haven't been a listener, I would encourage you to go back and listen. Maybe you just start with the last 5 days of this celebration series, or maybe you go to the April 28th episode whenever I share about the way that this past year of episodes has changed my life. Or maybe you go to episode 1 with Rachel Noonan and you just start there and you continue to listen. Whatever it is for you, I just want you to get to know him better. I want you to see his character showcased the way that I've seen it and the way it's changed my life. I want it to change your life. I want you to draw near to him. I want you to know that he wants to reach you. He is on a mission to find you. He's on a mission to be with you. So I hope you've enjoyed the past 5 days of the celebration series of many episodes of the Faith Conversations podcast. If you haven't already, go to the show notes and you'll find links to all of the things that we've talked about. But also you can find, because I just started a new podcast Facebook. We have an Instagram, but we just started a Facebook so that we could, you know, people who don't use Instagram, that way you guys can get on. So if you look in the show notes, you can click on Facebook, you can click on Instagram, and that way you can follow us there. There's also a link in the show notes where you can sign up for email communications that come directly from me. I don't spam your inbox, don't worry, but every once in a while the Holy Spirit like moves me and I have things that I want to share. And so I send out a communication that is called the Engage Faith Communication. And now guess what? Now that we're done with the celebration series, it's time to get ready for a new season. It's on the way. It's kicking off on Tuesday. So look forward to it. Thanks for listening. See you then. Go to the description of today's episode to find more information about what we discussed. If you like this podcast, please click follow, share it with a friend, or leave us a review. And get excited because new episodes release every week.